Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. By the way, 1965 is the throwback date. Charlie Brown Christmas special on this date. And you've been watching it ever since. What's the good of the day?
Well, you know, I'm feeling so good because of Charlie Brown's Christmas special. I decided to give you an extra present under the tree, Tony.
All right.
So we got two goods of the day.
Okay.
First one is Tiger Woods is back.
I know. I saw this. This is great news.
Just when we thought he was down and out, you know, and he said he doesn't know when he would return to the tour. Well, he may not be able to return to the tour just yet, but he can play with his son, Charlie, and the two of them will be competing once again at the PNC Championship.
Yeah, and why not, right? I mean, it's a scramble event. It's, you know, it's going to be, it's not a pro course. It's not a pro tournament.
No.
He can go out there and have
have fun,
hit shots the way he wants, maybe even put his son in positions where he's like, oh, sorry, son, sprayed that to the left, but you know, the old knee's not as strong as it used to. Get us up and down for par or whatever it is. Have a good time with Charlie.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and he's even admitted or even said it straight out. He's like, I'm playing as a dad. He's not playing as Tiger Woods, I guess, right?
Charlie is a great golfer, by the way. They just showed some video like last night and this morning of his swing from last year. Oh my God. Looks just like his dad's. Just looks just like his father's. He's amazing. So it'll be like him to get on tour and not win and everybody go, oh, you're not like your father.
Yeah, but what if he's like, say, like Ken Griffey Jr.?
Yeah, what if he's great?
You know, Ken Griffey was a decent ball player. Bobby Bonds was a decent ball player. Then their sons came over and just almost revolutionized the sport.
What if Charlie does that? Yeah, that's a great question. Charlie could. Charlie's fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's great. All right. So, what's the second good?
Do we like petty?
Do we like petty?
A little bit, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, I get petty. I gotcha.
All right. So there's a salty Oklahoman senator who wants to rename the most desolate highway after Lincoln Riley.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah. Like it's like 3 inches or 3 feet?
3 inches of the most desolate highway in Oklahoma. Of State Highway 325's westbound lane, which he considers to be the tiniest section of our most desolate highway. Bill Coleman wants to rename that little section, that little 3 inches, Lincoln Riley Highway. Or whatever.
I get it. He left. He bolted. He bolted for another program.
Yeah, I can't tell if this guy's a Sooner fan or not.
Well, I would think we need to look that up and or somebody does, maybe not us, but somebody does. Is he an Oklahoma State guy?
Yeah.
Because if he's an Oklahoma State guy, this makes all the sense in the world. But I would think even Oklahoma people would be like, yeah, no. I remember Lane Kiffin, they wanted to name a sewage treatment plant after him when he left Knoxville. That's the more famous pettiness. But yeah, I get it. No, I get it. He bolted for Southern Cal. Because, look, there are some jobs where even if you are the strongest of alumni, even if you bleed Louisiana Raging Cajun red, you know Billy Napier going to Florida was inevitable or somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
So you're just happy they spent time with you and turned your program around. But then there are other programs like Oklahoma where you go, there's no place better than this. The top of the mountain.
Not only that, but you're, you know, what is it, next year or next 2 years or something like that, you're going into the best conference.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think the more success that you've had, the pettier this is, right? Lincoln Riley had a great career at Oklahoma. And Lane Kiffin only spent a little less than 1 year, but you had the feeling like that team was playing better and that team was starting to look good. They had a really close game at Florida when Florida was the king of the mountain. So you felt like the Vols were on the right track. So that's why it hurt so badly for Volunteers fan when Lane left. But Lincoln Riley, 5 years, playoffs a lot, Big 12 championships.
Couple of Heisman winners. Or like, taking quarterbacks to number one overall picks.
Yeah, like it was a great run, and I could see you getting like so petty that you want to name a highway.
Three
a desolate highway.
3 inches of a highway.
3 inches, baby. That's great. 3 inches.
Just three inches.
Oh, goodness.
I know. I love it. I love it. Make it. Bring on the petty.
I know. That's college sports for you. We don't really, we kind of do this in other sports, but not as much, right? It seems like college sports brings out more of the passionate kind of feelings like this. But there you go. All right, what's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day goes to the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, let's explain this story because this is really starting to heat up.
So in an article by, I'm going to give credit where credit is due, Katie Strang from The Athletic uncovered, I don't know if she uncovered, discovered, or just wrote about it, that the Arizona Coyotes could be locked out of their home at Gila Arena in the city of Glendale due to unpaid taxes.
Wow. Like, who's responsible for this?
They're calling it an egregious human error. But
that's egregious. Yeah. Isn't there somebody within the organizations that's responsible for, like, just this?
You would think, right?
Right? The accounting of the team to make sure the money goes where the money's supposed to go?
Like, it's I can't imagine this, actually. I have full belief that the Arizona Coyotes will pay their bill. They have until December 20th to do so, and I believe that it's estimated around $1.3 million.
Okay, so here, if you're Gary Bettman, you get on the phone with that Arizona team, and you go, you pay that bill right now, and if you can't pay that bill, we're going to pay it for you, but you're going to pay us 15% interest on the money. We have got to get this story out of the news right now, today.
Gary, and the other thing, too, Gary Bettman has kept doubling down on the fact that hockey can survive in Phoenix. But
absolutely.
You know, the Arizona Coyotes are one of the worst teams as far as bringing in revenue.
They are
so in the red. It's ridiculous.
It's time to bite the bullet on this one and say if it's not working, it's not working.
Yeah, hockey's not working in the desert.
Yeah, if I'm Arizona, I have to sit with the commissioner on this. Let's say I'm in a private room, just us and the commissioner's people, and there has to be an honest evaluation as to why this happened. Right? You have to say, look, Commissioner, this was a 100% mistake. We have the money. We've always had the money. We totally made a mistake on this. Then you go, okay, but I still want to see your books. On the flip side of that, if they go, Gary, we really are struggling. We are not selling tickets. We are not getting the revenue that we want. We can hardly get good sponsorship deals. We are in real trouble. Then Gary Bettman has the balls in his court to then do something about it, right? It's balls in his court to say, we got to fix this. Either we got to move you or we got to do something else. But this, we can't keep, these stories are terrible. Real quick, before we get into the dump, I had 2 years in minor league basketball. The first year kind of ran smooth. We were pretty well backed financially. The second year wasn't. And I'll never forget payday. The players would come, get their checks, and run to the bank. I mean, run to the bank. It was like you'd hear stories like of the Great Depression, right? These guys knew we were like hanging on by a thread. And it was bad. But you don't hear those stories in the higher level, right? You don't hear those stories at the professional level. And not paying your taxes and getting locked out of your arena?
Yeah.
I mean, what is this, the 30s? What are we talking about here?
You do a double take when you see it. I saw the headline. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right. You're paying all these guys millions of dollars. You can't pay a $1.3 million tax bill that should be in your budget?
Can you imagine, say... you know, like the Lakers getting locked out of the Staples Center because they had unpaid taxes. You'd be like, that makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
Without question.
Maybe not the Staples Center anymore. Yeah. Crypto.com.
All right. So what's the dumb of the day?
I don't even know what to think of the story, but out in Saudi Arabia, they do have a beauty contest, right?
Do they?
They do, but not for the women because the women are completely covered up. They do it for their camels. And about 40 camels were disqualified because they tested positive for a drug that is illegal in beauty contests.
Oh, come on. This is an Onion story, isn't it?
You know what that drug was?
What?
Botox.
Oh! They're giving Botox to camels in Saudi Arabia?
They're giving Botox to camels out in Saudi Arabia.
That's great.
About 40 camels were disqualified because they test positive for it.
That's great. No, that's great. That a guy owns a camel and is like, I'm winning this contest. I'm give you some Botox, tighten up the eyelids.
Yep.
What do you make the hump look younger. What are you doing with this?
The hump was sagging a little bit.
Right? Exactly.
You know, and so we just add some Botox, maybe a little plastic surgery. So we're going to put some rods in there next.
Exactly. Oh, don't you worry, Mabel. You'll look a day over 52. Is that what these guys do?
I guess
great.
So.
Botox for camels. Oh, like that would be if like the Westminster dog show, like the dogs were taking steroids.
Right.
Like it's, that dog looks a little bit more beefy than he's supposed to. Or that dog's head is way too big for its body.
I mean, put it to you in this perspective. It's a big deal because, you know, you want to take home the prize purse for this contest is $66 million.
What?
Yeah. I mean, that's another reason, you know, you just sit there and go, you know, these sheiks over there, they got stupid money.
Oh, my God. It's
you know,
it's
we
insane.
See it all the time. A gold, you know, a car made out of solid gold. It's like, you don't need that.
Oh, just this past weekend, they ran the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. They had drones in the sky that lit up a map of the track. And then they had a light that bounced off each drone to show as if a car was racing around it.
There you go.
In the sky. And I went, we need to step up our game in this country for these for this. Like we need to go, you need to go to an NFL game, like at the Super Bowl, and look up and see drones like making the shield or something like that. Like we gotta step up our entertainment game.
Or like what was it, wasn't the last Olympics they had drones and they were, you know, the drones were doing like Olympic events?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
we don't have that here. Like we don't do drones above stadiums that make shapes.
Oh, well, no, we did didn't we do that? I thought we did do that.
Okay, like, but
it wasn't anything spectacular. I'm
willing to admit I might have misremembered something, but I can't remember it. But yeah,
I thought it was great.
And all I kept thinking about when I was watching that was that just some silly get rid of this money in any way possible money. Just get rid of it.
Because we can ask for more next year.
Yeah, we're just going to have it, and it's just piling up. And I'm either going to burn this in the fireplace or have drones in the sky mapping out a race circuit.
Yeah.
Like, do whatever you want with this. Like, that's how crazy it is.
Now that makes me think, you know, do we give our animals who are doing, Westminster Kennel Club, are they taking drugs?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Are we giving our dogs Botox?
That's right. That's great. $66
million. $66
million
is the prize purse.
God. All right. Well, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Hey, Jerry Palm's going to join us at 15 as we continue its wake-up call.